Latrell Jones, 11 points, 4 of 8 from the floor, a couple of assists and a rebound, a block and a steal, filling up the stat sheet. How's it been coming to Oregon here from other parts of the country?
It's been great. It's been great. Just figuring out everything with the team, with the new guys. We have a lot of new faces on the team, kind of trying to build the chemistry with everyone right now.
Well, you grew up in Louisiana. You played at College of Central Florida there. What was the opportunity like when you were approached about coming out here to the West Coast Conference outside of Gonzaga? What did you really know about the West Coast Conference?
I've always been a little bit familiar with it. It's an improved conference. I feel like we can get going up in there, turning some things around, bringing in some new guys, get some wins on the board, and just feel comfortable.
Well, you had a nice start to things opening up against Seattle. You on Wednesday night ran into some difficulties trying to close it out. What did you learn from that game that you were able to apply here and close things out against William Jessup?
We knew it was going to be a bit tough coming in the first game, having been playing in the last 8 to 9 months. We came out hard in the first half, but we just kind of let things get away from us. And going into the second half, we gave guys confidence. They hit shots, and then they made us pay for them.
You know, so many new guys coming together, the entire starting five. You guys were all somewhere else last year. Then COVID hits. You haven't had a chance to have a regular training camp and working out in the summer. How difficult has it been, and how far along do you think you are as being a real tight starting five?
We're very aware that it's going to take about 3 to 4 games before we actually start to feel each other out. So we just want to execute our plays right now and play for each other.
Talking here with Latrell Jones, 6'5 guard, the junior from Avondale, Louisiana, 11 points tonight. For everybody that's getting to know your game, what do you think is the strong point of your game? What's your role going to be with this team moving forward?
I'm kind of helping out and leading the guys, also some of the young freshmen that we have, man. Some of the strong parts of my game is coming off screens, knocking down shots, being able to have an explosive jumper, getting out in transition, helping my guys get some points.
And then, of course, maybe the tougher part with five new guys coming together is getting on the same page defensively. What's going to be the key defensively to utilize all the athleticism that's on this team?
Yeah, most definitely. We just got to trust each other right now. Like I said, it's going to be some downfalls right now, but as the games go on, we're going to get better.
Well, one, it's just got to feel good to be able to be out here and play games and move forward. Congratulations on a victory tonight, a great effort, and we look for great things to come for you down the road. Thanks so much, Latrell.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
There you go, Latrell Jones, the guard there, as he hands off the headphones. We will get Coach Ben Johnson over here. And apologies to Latrell. We thought we were going to have Ahmed Ali, and I can't see down there. He had his sweatshirt on. And so our man Jason Bro going to switch things over real quick, switch out the headphones. But Latrell had a really nice night. He was very, very involved. Again, 11 points tonight, had 7 points, 5 rebounds before. And now we'll get assistant coach Ben Johnson, getting him all dialed in as they get set up. We'll let him get the headphones on with our wireless equipment. Haven't spoken to him for a while. And we'll see. Hopefully, Coach can hear me. Coach Ben Johnson, how you doing?
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Well, I'm up here where you prefer me to be during games. Can you still hear me?
Yes, we can. Which means you're doing your job. So.
Well,
yeah, I got that great radio voice.
Somebody's got to bring some energy. This is an odd environment. What's it been like? How have you had to adjust from a coaching staff just to deal with this environment this season?
Well, you know, it's been everything. It's been, wearing masks and gloves to every practice and masking and gloving during the game and, you know, keeping your physical social distance. So, yeah, a lot of adjustments that we've been, that everyone's had to go through right now. But all things considered, we've actually been going 5-on-5 now for about 2 full weeks. So that's another major adjustment, not having, you know, access and doing 5-on-0 for 3 months. So, some challenges in that.
Well, and it makes these first few games so important, so much learning, and the learning curve can be ramped up so high. The tape's going to be important, even though, you know, William Jessup, Northwest U tomorrow, NAIA teams, but so important for a team that's got so many different pieces coming together for the first time. How impressed have you been on how they've worked together as a group without the traditional training camp?
Well, like you just suggested, they're all new. We've got nine new guys, and they're all figuring it out, the system. But they're great. They're great kids, and they're working hard, learning the systems together, both offensively and defensively. So, you know, hats off to them. They all come from different backgrounds, but we're battling through it and learning every day together. The teaching's endless, but that's why we've got jobs. So from that standpoint, I think they're working well. They're working hard. They're coming together. You know, obviously stating the obvious, too many turnovers on offense and not enough pressure on defense. But those are things, those are system things that they're all learning, working through together. And this is going to be a good team by the time it's all said and done. I really believe that.
Yeah, and you see some of the sparks of inspiration. Guys have had moments here and there. Turnovers better today than against Seattle U, just 13. After just getting two steals, though, I think we saw the defensive pressure with all the steals forced, the fast break points. Is that what Coach Porter and the staff really want to see moving forward from this group?
Yeah, absolutely. We got, you know, more pressure, more intensity, more consistency on defense, getting to shooters quicker. And then also on offense, just sharing the ball better and, you know, moving the ball quicker, timely movement, timely cuts. There's enough talent here. The shots and all that kind of stuff will come. But, yeah, just the offensive execution, defensive execution, just continuing to improve in those areas, you know, every single day.
And it started with Ahmed Ali, the senior transfer, 22 points tonight, 7 boards, 5 assists. He was in foul trouble against Seattle U, but tonight avoided that, was on the floor for 35 minutes. And you saw his leadership in that key stretch in the second half that kind of ended any hopes William Jessup had of getting into this.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a tremendous addition to what we're trying to do here, and just his leadership and his willingness to win and want to win. That's the most important thing that he can bring to what we're trying to do. And he certainly stepped up in the second half, and he showed his quality tonight.
Now, the one area with Tahiro Diabate opting out, a little thin down in the post. We saw the freshman Hayden Curtis come up. He got his feet wet against Seattle U, but tonight contributing 7 points. What he's going to be pressed into duty, he's a little thin in the shoulders, but other than that, he's got great instincts and great footwork. What can we expect from him moving forward?
Yeah, we're really happy with him and his development, and just, you know, continuing to move forward, just continuing to develop a post presence. And, you know, he's long, he's semi-athletic, and so, you know, between him and Hunter, you know, we need, you know, Mikey needs some help inside, so they're both going to have opportunities to help that way and just continue to get better.
Assistant Coach Ben Johnson here. What's the key now? Less than 24 hours turnaround. Northwest U, another NAIA school, but they've already played a couple of Pac-12 schools in Cal and Oregon State. They won't be intimidated coming in here. What's the key for the guys now and the next time to be ready to play tomorrow?
Yeah, I think they've got to rest their bodies, rest their legs, and then we're gonna do a little scouting here in the next few hours and educate them on the game prep and the game scout. And so I think, you know, you keep the scout short and sweet, give them a few keys, and then you go out and try and compete and play hard tomorrow. So that's always going to be the formula for us.
Well, good to get that first win under your belt, Coach. We thank you so much for coming over and working through our technology, and look forward to getting right back at it tomorrow.
Gotta love it. Good seeing you, Jason.